Yes, I'm joined by Judy Sharp today for Gardening Talkback. Hello, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Amanda. Lovely being here.
Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
Yes, I was home with Arthur, my doggy. No. We celebrated a bit early on Thursday.
Oh,
which
lovely.
Which was lovely, yeah.
Lovely. And did Arthur spoil you?
He just cuddled me all day.
Oh, that's all you want from a dog, isn't it, really? So today, what are we talking about?
Look, I thought we might talk about, we've got to catch up a bit, house plants. We're going to talk about cyclamen, if you were lucky enough to get one. Strawberries, we're going to talk about sweet peas, we're going to talk about new trees and shrubs, and roses.
We have Todd from Singleton on the line. Hi Todd, you want to talk about a lemon tree?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind. I've had a lemon tree, it's in the backyard, it's been going great for years, but I've got stink bugs and all the leaves are starting to go yellow and fall off.
Right, okay, yeah.
Information.
Todd, I've had the same problem. Have you got any malathon and white oil?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to hit the stink bugs with.
White oil, was it?
No, malathon and white oil. You can buy it as a mixed up quantity.
Okay then, yeah.
And then you've just got to mix water in with it. So that's very good. So, look, my lemon trees look very unhappy at the moment, but I think maybe it's the climate. You know, we've had such hot weather and they don't really know what kind of season we're in, do they?
No, well, like I said, I haven't had that drama before with it. And my wife just said, maybe ring you guys up and just ask about it so I can...
Yeah. Well, look, malathon and white oil, but how long since you've given it some fertiliser? How long since you've done that?
I had some pellets I spread around there probably a month ago. I've got a orange tree, lemon and a mango tree, and I just put some pellets around the base of them.
Right, okay. Have you got any roses?
No.
No roses.
No, well, we kill plants.
I know that feeling.
Amanda, you're getting better. You're picking up so much knowledge all the time.
I'm trying.
Todd, look, let me make a suggestion. I've got a lime that I'm really cultivating and I love a little lime. And you know what I put on it? Sudden impact for roses.
Impact.
Sudden impact for roses.
Okay, yep.
Now, you know why? Lemons and limes, etc., and roses, they all like an alkaline soil.
Right, yeah.
And it's very easy. You just throw a handful around every time you think about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So a sudden impact for roses.
Okay, then. No, I appreciate it. Very good. I'll try that and see how we go.
And then you might buy your wife a couple of roses to go with it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right there. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Gardening Talk back with Judy Sharp, and we've got Louisa from Birmingham Gardens on the line. Louisa, you want to talk about pruning a mulberry?
Yeah, hi there. I have a mulberry tree, and it's quite probably 5 to 6 years old, and we've had quite a few mulberries from the tree. I just want to know when to prune, how to prune, and when to fertiliser, and what fertiliser to use.
Right. Okay, Louisa, tell me, have you never pruned it?
We have once, but we weren't really sure how to go about it.
How to go about it. Look, they're unkillable, Louisa.
Yes, I know.
But, you know, you could wait now till weeks before spring. We're coming up to winter now and you've probably already started losing leaves, I would imagine.
No. Right, the leaves are going yellow, but they haven't fallen yet.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we really haven't had the right kind of weather, have we, at this time of year? Normally we'd be rugged up and, you know, it's just...
It's a mystery.
It is, yeah. Look, all right, just wait till it drops its leaves. Then when you're coming up to spring and before it sprouts its new leaves, are you wanting to make it smaller?
Little bit, yeah.
Okay, rightio. Well, you know, when you see some new shoots coming out, we'll prune back to there above the shoots and then hit it probably with some cow manure.
Oh, that's what I have been doing, and I've actually been using our scraps in water and fermenting that as fertiliser.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you've been doing a lot there, Louisa, so I just keep on doing that. You're not setting a foot wrong.
Well, a couple of years ago, probably 2 years ago, we got about 4 kilos off it, and that's when we gave it a good old lop off. And then last year we didn't get as many, and we just thought that maybe this year we need to give it a good old pruning again because we've only done it once.
Yeah, no, you're on the right track, honestly.
Okay.
Yep.
So do you start from inside out or outside in?
Well, it depends. How, you know, is it very full with a lot of branches?
Yes.
Right, okay. Look, I think it's a case of, it's like when you're pruning roses, you just start to prune and then it falls into place as you're doing it.
Okay, because the last time we pruned it was from the inside out.
And did you get much fruit that year?
No, not really. Not as much as we did the year before.
Okay, well, we're going to go from the outside.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Louisa. Ring us and let us know how you go.
Can I just drop in here? I trimmed the top of the tree and it's gone to about 8-10 foot tall at the top. So
Back down smaller. Yeah, look, you know, you've probably got to come down a little bit, I would imagine. But, you know, honestly, as I just said to Louisa there, you can't kill them.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you, Judy. I love listening to your talk back and I love listening to when you are. FM, and we have a good old dance in the kitchen when something great comes on.
Oh, fabulous.
Thank you very much, Louisa. We really appreciate it and we appreciate your call. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. To NURFM, good times and great music. This is Gardening Talkback and we have Trevor from Shortland on the line.
Hello, Trevor. What can I help you with today? Hello, Trevor.
Hang on. My fault. Hi, Trevor. Yeah. You're there?
Oh, Amanda just cut you off by the throat.
I did.
Trevor, what can I help you with?
We've got a happy plant in the house.
Yes.
And we're getting a lot of little flies.
Oh, right, okay. They're called gnats with a G.
Well, okay.
And you only pronounce it gnats.
Well, how do I get rid of them?
Look, honestly, they don't do any damage. Have you got any spray that you could water through the soil?
We've been using fly spray to spray in the soil.
Have you?
Yeah.
Look, that might be a bit strong for the happy plant, though, unfortunately. Yeah, look, they are a pest. They are a pest, but they don't do any damage to the plant.
No.
And they're very hard to get rid of. And, you know, I've had them actually this year as well, so.
Well, if I put the plant out on the balcony under shelter, that would hurt the plant?
Well, it would in the winter coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, certainly put it out there and hose it through.
Mm.
And hope you can get rid of them. You know, even apply something else.
Garbage.
Sorry?
If not, I'll just throw in the garbage. That's over 2 metres tall.
Oh, the happy plant, yes, they do. But you can prune them, you know.
Yes, I know. I know we can.
Yeah.
But I just want to get rid of them little bloody...
gnats.
You know. Yeah. Yes, gnats.
Yeah.
Where they say, they pronounce it gnats, but I always like to put the G in so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor. Thank next, we've got Jeff from Stockton on the line. Hi, Jeff.
G'day, how are you?
How are you, Jeff? What can I help you with?
Look, I've just made pickles again this year, and I've always relied on other people to get chocos from, and it's getting a bit hard to get them lately. So I've still got some left here, and they're starting to shoot. Well, it's no good putting them in now, I wouldn't imagine, but wouldn't be the best time to plant them or put them in, and what sort of fertiliser they like, do you know?
Look, they will take anything you want to give them, Jeff, to be honest.
Well, I thought as much because they're all...
Years ago,
I was down at Margo and we had them down there and we used to put a lot of horse manure around them. They went like a wildfire, you know.
Well, you've got to have horses. Have you got any horses at your place?
Look, I can get a horse meal. There's no trouble getting horse meal.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll do that if that's worked for you before.
Yeah,
but,
it has.
I remember
but
this.
I've never actually gone and put them in. They were there when I got there, but up here I've never put them in. And it's really sandy here. But look, people do grow them around, but not as many people grow chocos now as what they used to.
No, they don't.
And when it comes time to, you know, think, we'll make some pickles and that, and you're nearly begging now to get some.
Yes, because this time last year we had quite a few calls about where could you buy chocos.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we had some listeners that rang in and gave us a few hints, particularly where you could get them. So if you stay tuned, Jeff, I'm sure someone might ring in and say, where can you buy chocos?
Yeah, I'm not worried about buying. I'm wondering what's the best time to plant them.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I think towards the spring coming up.
Yep.
You know, it's a bit cold now, but
yours
are shooting, aren't they? Oh, no, you could probably go August.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, go August.
Righto.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that.
Okay, thanks. Yeah,
thanks very much, Jeff. We've got Sharon from Redhead on the line.
Hello, Sharon. What can I help you with?
Hi, Judy. So a friend gave me a rose, and it was in desperate need of a good prune. So I pruned it back to two strong stems coming from the base.
Right.
And they look nice and healthy. Now I've got little shoots coming off the base.
Below the graft?
Right at ground level,
okay. You probably need to eliminate those.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Yes. You know, it's nearly rose pruning time anyway, but too early yet. You know, you generally prune them around in your area about June. So in the meantime, just take those shoots off.
Yes. And then the second question is, so along these two, and they look very healthy, the stems that I've left, is like a little scale. And if I rub my nail, it will come off.
Right. Have you got any white oil?
No.
Right, okay. You spray the scale with a bit of white oil will help. But now tell me something. So those roses, they were only cuttings, weren't they?
No, it was a rose bush.
Oh, right, so they had been grafted.
I don't know. It's come out of a very old garden, a garden that's perhaps 60-odd years old.
Right, okay. Well, it's getting a second lease of life, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about those shoots, though. If they're coming from below the ground, it's probably wise to get rid of those till wait until you're pruning to prune the rest back.
Yes, yes. Okay. So, and then white oil. So I don't have to use like soapy water to try and remove those scales?
No. You just need some white oil, mix it up and spray it on.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Lovely.
Good luck. And don't forget, when you do prune in June or July, make sure you fertilise them, that your rose will like some poultry manure.
Ah, because I'm looking to buy a Pierre de Ronza climbing pink rose then. And, yes, I want to prepare the ground because being at Redhead, it's sandy loam.
Yeah.
So poultry manure and compost?
Look, not when you're planting a new rose.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if you've got, I'll just tell you what you can do. If you've got sandy soil, you add peat moss.
Okay.
And a good compost rather than the poultry manure.
Okay.
And then after it's been in the ground a while, then you add the poultry manure.
Okay.
Because if you put a new little rose in, the roots will probably burn on it.
Okay. Yep.
So you've got all that. Bit of work to do.
Oh, yes. I love the garden, so...
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Happy to do it. But this is my first time I've gone into roses, so...
Well, I tell you, Pierre du Ronsard is a fabulous rose.
Yes.
And have you ordered that from a rose-growing company?
No, No, I just thought I'd go to one of the local nurseries and buy it. Should I be ordering it?
I think you'd need to. Yeah, I think so. Because so, by now they'd have their rose list that they're ordering.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, often they might only order 5 of 1 or, you know, 10 of 1 or... So I'd go to your local nursery and see if they've ordered their roses.
And order with them?
Order with them, yeah.
Yes, yes. No, I'll do that because I actually did get one last year, but then we went away for 2 months and it was... there was a couple of heatwave days and, it just didn't survive. So
Not watered. Oh.
Correct.
Well, don't go away this time, Sharon.
No.
Okay, good luck with it, dear. Give me a ring if I can help you any more.
Lovely. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye. We've got Sue from Martin's Creek on the line. Thanks for holding, Sue. I lost you earlier. I'm glad you called back.
Oh, that's okay. Hello, Judy. Look, just a quick question. Actually, probably I've got two. When do I prune a very old May bush, please?
Oh, Sue, you can't kill them. You know that.
Well, I know, but look, we're so dry and it has struggled. And can I just, how short can I cut it to the ground?
Yeah, so at the moment, you're still, you're saying it's dry and that's not getting enough water?
I'm watering it, but it's just the climate, I think.
I think so, yeah. It has been up and down like a yo-yo. Look, I'd like to see you leave it till coming up to spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you do, have you got access to a bit of cow manure?
I'm on a farm, Judy.
Oh. Well done, Sue. Well, you know what you're going to do after you prune, don't you?
Yeah, I'll go up to the stockyards. I've got a lovely supply up there.
Okay. You're lucky.
I am very lucky because I know what I'm putting on the garden. And also, Cecil Brunner roses, you were just talking to Sharon. When do I give that ancient and it's healthy? I didn't prune it last year. It's about 10 foot high. Do I get stuck into that, please?
Is it a climber?
Well, I don't know what it is. It's great-great-grandmother's or something. It's just old and beautiful and, it hasn't had much bloom this year because of what's gone on again. But the plant itself is extremely healthy.
Okay, so tell me, when did it flower?
Oh, well, it's just still got some flowers on it.
Right, okay.
But not as prolific as I didn't prune it last year, the year before.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm just, Cecil Brunner is often a climber. It might be just a bush rose, and that's all right if it is, but you don't prune a climber until after they flower.
Okay, so if I think it's a very tall bush one, when do I do that?
Don't do it till July.
Rightio.
Yeah,
just
July.
Just like hybrid tea roses.
Yeah. Exactly like that, and you know what to do, poultry manure, followed by a handful of rose food 3 weeks later.
Good girl. Okay. Much appreciated, Judy. I'll get the pruner out in...
July.
July for both, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Rightio, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much, Sue. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. If you've got a question for Judy Sharp that's gardening related, 4921 6216 is the number to call. And just, I guess, a little tip, if you can call not on speakerphone or Bluetooth, that makes it a lot easier and it comes across better on the radio. So
Yeah, definitely.
It does.
I don't understand any of that. You knew that would be the case, Amanda.
Pretty much put the phone to your ear, that's what I'm saying, and talk, just like a normal phone. This is Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM. And we've had a listener ring up, Shani. She suggests leaving a bowl of apple cider vinegar as a bait trap for the gnats because they're attracted to it.
Well done. Thanks, Shani.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Give it a try. It was Trevor that rang earlier and was talking about gnats, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, maybe give that a try, Trevor. Put some...
with his happy plant.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. Down in a little bowl and see what happens.
He was going to get rid of the happy plant otherwise, yeah.
The happy plant's not so happy.
No. Hope you're still listening. Hope you're still listening.
Yes. Now, Judy, you'd like to talk about houseplants.
Yes. It's time to give your houseplants a kick with flourish before winter. Very simple. Just you buy the Flourish, water it in. Now's the time before winter hits them.
What does Flourish do?
Flourish is just going to give them a little bit of a kick along for winter. It's a fertiliser.
Right.
But also too, they like a little rest in winter.
So do we all, really? Like a little rest in winter.
So you do it now and then that covers them for the long period of winter.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. And what about strawberries?
Now, with strawberries, it's time to divide them and plant the runners. Simple as that.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy stuff, yeah. Okay. Gardening is so easy, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're a mum and you got a cyclamen for Mother's Day, this is my hint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very – where do you think cyclamens grow in Europe? They pop
on
up
on windowsills, I don't know.
No, they pop up from under the snow. They love cold. Yeah, they love the cold. So when you give them one for your house and we're heating them in winter – what I do is, and I do this religiously, I pop mine out at night in a sheltered spot, bring it back in the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the cold night air, so they think they're under the snow.
Yeah.
Because you're heating at night at home.
Yes,
aren't
that's
you?
True.
Yes, yeah. So then the next thing you do is then you find a, they love, I lost my plait then. We got chatting, so I lost my place. But you just find a sheltered spot outside at night. But you know what you've got to do,
what?
Amanda? Remember to bring them in the daytime.
That's it.
How's that?
Maybe set an alarm or put it near the front door so as you're leaving the house, you go, oh, there's that
That's
plant.
A good
I'll just
idea.
Pop it inside.
Yeah, yeah. But when they bring them inside, you need to water under the leaves. And don't water the leaves because they'll go yellow.
So when you say water under the leaves,
you've got to lift your leaves up. I know the listeners can't see me doing that. You've got to lift your leaves up and dribble some water under the leaves.
Would a spray bottle work?
No. Because then you'll be spraying where the new little flowers are coming up.
Right.
And you don't want to wet them. So you lift the leaves up and just dribble some water in around under the plant.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the plant, right.
Yeah, the bottom of the
plant.
Yeah,
okay.
You got me?
Gotcha.
Good.
Okay, what about shrubs?
About a shrub?
Yeah, you were talking, you said you were going to talk about shrubs today, some kind of shrub.
Oh, okay. Jog my memory.
Oh, you're it talking to someone that doesn't know anything about gardening.
It might have been roses. Were I going to talk about roses?
Why not? Let's talk about roses.
Okay, well, we started to talk about roses a little while ago with the listener. And it's time to prepare bed for new roses and new season roses, which you can now secure by ordering them through, well, as I suggested to one listener, going to the local nursery and ordering them. Or there's plenty of rose companies that will send, you know, will mail them out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are going to plant them, you need to prepare the beds.
Okay.
Yep.
And
we were talking to a lady. I didn't want to double up on it, but I suppose I better.
Yeah.
If the lady from Redhead had sandy soil and I suggested putting in some mushroom compost, and if you've got, and then again, a lot of instructions today for people, isn't it?
That is a lot of instructions.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Well, we'll stop that one.
That's all right.
I don't want to bore them and pick up on that next week.
That's all right. All right. Well, we'll catch up with you next week, Judy. Thank you so much. Gardening Talk Back. We've got some plants that a lady has sent in and we will get to those next week because we have run out of time. Oh, I hope
will she realise we're going to do it next
week?
Yes,
yes. We'll have a look and we'll have a chat about those.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Judy. And we'll see you next week. This is 2NURFM.